Mondays on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network is brought to you by BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com and remember to download the BetMGM mobile app today.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros. It is hour number three on this Monday morning. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino, company from the Radio Bunker. Text the keyword sports radio to 21000, sports radio to 21000. Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527, 313-396-5527. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And of course, good morning to our television audience as well on Comcast Channel 900. You miss any portion of the show, you want to listen back to anything you may have missed on demand, you can visit our SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and iHeartRadio app pages. Plus, you can listen online all the time, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Find us individually on Twitter. Ryan is at Ryan L underscore Key. Dan is at Dan in the studio. I am at AC Bellino. Shout out to our friends in Ottawa Lake listening over at the Tile Shop. They got us there in the warehouse. So shout out to them. Here's a texter that's coming in. By the way, text Sports Radio to 21000. Opt in and then send us any of your thoughts. How sad is sports in this state? The only talk in the state is college basketball when 80% of the people could care less. About especially a season during a COVID year, I would rather watch 9 inning of spring training games. That's not real. Who said that?
Yeah, how sad for sports when one of the teams is ranked number three in the nation and probably on a historic Big Ten title run if they don't lose another game.
I rather watch the 9 inning of spring training game. I'd rather you learn how to type.
You really gonna want to watch a split squad game against the Trenton Yankees?
Who wouldn't want to? Like I don't understand. I guess I don't understand.
I want to know. Does it seem?
Is this a troll job?
No, this is for real. I was sitting there watching the game yesterday. And I just from when I was a kid, when we were kids and we were watching Michigan basketball, like the bad Michigan basketball years, Tommy Amaker years, it never seemed like this was possible. Michigan's been to two Final Fours in the last, 8 years?
Last decade.
But they were never the best team in the country. This team might be the best team in the country.
I can't imagine, you know, when you get a game that's nationally televised. By the way, all of their games are nationally televised. So you can sit there and watch the Tigers all you want. I don't know how many nationally televised games they're going to have, but obviously there's some value there in the product of college basketball. I don't know how in the world this isn't the lead everywhere across the state. Michigan State wins Saturday, takes care of business against the Hoosiers. Michigan wins Sunday against the kids in Columbus. The Red Wings aren't any good. They split their two-game set against the Florida Panthers after getting beat 7-2. Good thing we took the over in our best bets, right? On Friday. They win on Saturday 2-1. The Pistons I enjoy very much watching, but they were... Oh, man, what's the best way to
describe
it?
They're inconsistent.
Yeah, there were some signs. Inconsistent is the best word because there were some parts in yesterday's game where I was like, okay, like, this is it. Like, all right. And the next thing you know, I'm like, this is not it. Like, we can't stop Vukovic.
They don't have a finisher, a closer.
No.
A guy that's going to go in there, you know, like Damian Lillard is known. I think he has, like, the most points in the final 5 seconds of the games over the last 10 years or something like that. We don't have a guy that, you know, the last 2 minutes of the game is going to get you buckets. Not yet. I'm not saying that the guys could be on the team, but it's not happening yet.
Here's one for you. Can we allow Ryan to do a segment with Jason Strayhorn to mix in Michigan State talk?
Question, Strayhorn, why do you keep yelling over every play?
Oh, God! Ah!
There's that portion, but also after every Michigan State game, we always do Ryan's reaction. We just had DK on, our new friend David Klein from Spartan Hoops. I thought he was excellent, by the way. I love what he's bringing to Michigan State basketball Twitter because he's filling the void of what Spartan Hoops doesn't have. So SpartanHoops.com, shameless plug there for his site. I don't know. Sometimes you just feel like you can't win. But this is, yeah, this is tier one importance. You know, you're going to turn on the television today. What are you going to see? Probably some Dak Prescott. Probably some Carson Wentz.
Carson Wentz is on right now.
Oh, God. Oh, Carson Wentz. Like, how many days are we going to talk about Carson Wentz, like, on a national perspective?
Like, also, he's not good.
Well, and he might be. Like, he might be Frank Reich. Like, well, there was the time that he was a front runner for, you know, the MVP award, and
cool. He
blew his knee out. So, will he return to that form? Maybe. Sure. We have no idea. We're not even to the draft. Like, we got Michigan against Ohio State in the top five matchup on national television that lived up to every sense of the word expectation. Like, that game was everything you could have wanted.
It was great offense beating good defense on both ends.
Yeah. It's 92-87.
You don't get that in college basketball. Really, ever.
92-87. Like, what wasn't exciting about that game yesterday? I got it. If you texted that in, I just have to know. If you could just call us 313-396-5527. I got to hear your voice. I got to hear the rationale behind this. Like, I'd rather watch the 9-inning of spring training games. How would you rather watch 9 innings of meaningless baseball? Meaningless. That means nothing. It's an exhibition. Again, with guys that may or may not even make the team. Like, how sad is the state of sport? Like, how sad is your sports fandom? If you can't enjoy what you saw over the weekend. A double whammy. Both won.
Also, shout out to, I know we give France a lot of love on this show.
France or Franz?
Franz and France, because Franz dropped a part of my French the other day. Aaron Henry dropped a part of my French in his post game Saturday. So, just not good for France and the state of Michigan right now. They just...
Juwan Howard will let you know when you F up? And he said, oh, pardon my French. Like, the fact that a German guy says, pardon my French,
yeah,
is funny.
Aaron Henry said, like, yeah, pardon my French, but we strapped our pizza nuts onto the table and...
And I made the comment earlier in the show, like, stop drafting guys from France.
So
I don't want them. If you're from the Balkans, absolutely.
The only thing French we want are fries. All right.
That's it. Like, Killian Hayes, Sekou Doumbouya, or Goran Dragic, Nikola Jokic, Vukovic, Bogdanovic. Like, give me those guys. Luka Doncic, the great and powerful Boban Marjanovic. Like, if you're going international, you're drafting Europe,
Milicic,
and their name doesn't say itch in it, I don't want it. My cousin used to have a shirt that said life's an itch, and it had all the different Slavic names in the background. I thought it was great. One of my favorite shirts. He said he got it at the thrift store or something. I'm like, damn, I definitely would have rocked one of those. 100%. Like I said, the Red Wings, they won 2-1 on Saturday against Florida, lost 7-2 in game one of that series. They'll pick things back up tomorrow night for the first of two against the Nashville Predators Tuesday and Thursday, and then they'll play Saturday and Sunday on the road against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Detroit Pistons, they lost both games this weekend, Friday night, 109-95 on the road in Memphis, and then 105-96 on the road in Orlando. Very similar games from the final score. Michigan, 92-87, winners over the Ohio State Buckeyes in a matchup of 3-4. First time ever both programs were ranked in the top five in the nation. Michigan State takes care of business, 78-71 on the road against Indiana. We're all Spartan fans tomorrow against Illinois. And if you don't like watching college hoops on FS1 tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, sorry. I don't know what to tell you. It's worth tuning in.
Yeah, wait till Sunday for that first spring training game.
Oh, man. Exciting. Exciting stuff. Can't wait. We'll step aside. We're back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hockey and basketball fans love scoring in nets, but what else do they have in common? A chance for an easy 100 from BetMGM. Register for the King of Sportsbooks and win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Lakers-Wizards game. And if either team hits a three, you win. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. All we're asking you to do is sign up by using the bonus code SHEPBET100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of the offer. Maybe you have more in common with other sports. That's fine. It doesn't matter your sport. BetMGM is where the stakes are always raised. Enjoy innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials for major payouts, daily promotions, and a whole lot more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use the bonus code SHEPBET100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either the Lakers or the Wizards hitting a three. It's money in the bank. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
At Meijer, your health and safety is our first priority. That's why Meijer Pharmacy has partnered with the CDC to administer free COVID-19 vaccinations when they become available to us. Register now to get your free COVID vaccinations at Meijer and get updates to your phone. Text COVID to 75049 to get started. That's COVID to 75049. You can also visit your Meijer pharmacist or go to clinic.meijer.com for more information.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddy's Foundation at #PopTheTap at FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com, or email FreddyThePizzaMan at gmail.com.
BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Ryan Elke, Danica Hayland in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming from the Radio Bunker. You can call us on the Auto Valley guest line 313-396-5527. 313-396-5527. Or text your crazy thoughts. Text the keyword sports radio to 21,000 to opt in. We've got, Bill in Tennessee on the phone?
That's correct.
I did the same thing. I had I was trying to talk and then I was getting all caught up.
Oh, I just wasn't on air. So I had to make sure.
Gotcha. Bill, good morning to you, my friend. How are you, partner?
All right, my good friend Anthony. I'll tell you, between college basketball, I'd rather watch reruns of Law and Order than I would college basketball. I just cannot get enthusiastic about this season. We need some real people in there, not these cardboard cutouts. These cardboard cutouts, Anthony, that's instant coffee. And I like the real thing.
Well, I can tell you this much, Bill. Although they are cardboard and they don't make any noise or do anything but besides just sit there in their cardboard state, they do make a difference. It does make you feel like there are, like, it just fills the void, right? I'd rather have the cardboard cutouts than I would the big giant tarps if I had a choice.
Well,
but that's just me, you know. Are you upset?
I'd rather have the real thing, buddy.
Yeah, me too. But unfortunately, we can only, you know, we can only control what we can control, right? And the good news is that, you know, down in the state of Ohio, the Columbus Blue Jackets got permission to have fans inside their arena. That's a step. Major League Baseball, it sounds like we're going to have at least some limited capacity for MLB and for the minor league teams. You know, the NBA, you know, they're starting to, you know, filter people in. The NFL, we had a bunch of people at the Super Bowl. You know, all the Super Bowl events that took place in Tampa Bay, haven't heard anything about the quote unquote super spreader events. Like, I don't know. I don't even really see COVID in the news the way that I used to. So I don't know if that's, I don't know what the spin on it is. I'm not really sure, but you know, I didn't see anything post Tampa Bay. Like, hey, the cases have not gone up. So I don't really know. I'm not a medical professional. But I do know that it seems like we're inching our way closer and closer to getting, you know, things somewhat back to normal, which would be a huge benefit considering there's a now a South African strain of this this COVID. There's the UK strand that's out there as well. So there's some different things that we need to be aware of and concerned about. But, you know, it's going to continue to mutate, going to continue to get stronger. And, you know, all we can do is what we can do. And the fact that we even have sports on, like, I don't care if there's cardboard cutouts, empty seats, tarps. I don't care if they got to play outside, inside, as long as there's games on television. Because do you remember last March when everything came to a standstill and there was a pause and there was nothing on TV? That was brutal.
Yeah. But, okay, what, speaking of basketball, man, our men's basketball team over here at the University of Tennessee is struggling. I'll tell you what our problem was, why we lost to Kentucky, thinking they can win by just showing up. When you think you can win by just showing up, buddy, that's trouble.
Yeah, it's not good for the 15-6 Tennessee Volunteers. You know, and Ryan said something, you know, in the break about Tennessee. They always have a really, you know, a top recruiting class. They're always pretty good when it comes to bringing in the recruits, but for whatever reason, it hasn't materialized out there on the floor. You know, you look at their losses, Kentucky, it's not the old Kentucky, and they got beat by 15. They lost on the road at LSU. They lost on the road at Ole Miss. They lost against Mizzou, who was ranked at the time. They lost at Florida. Like, they haven't been a very good road team this year, and, you know, when it comes to beating anybody of substance, they really haven't done. I mean, they beat Mizzou earlier in the year, but outside of that, they really haven't beat a team that really stands out to you.
Okay, on a positive note, I believe that Josh Heupel hired a linebacker coach out of the University of Michigan.
Did you guys see that? Somebody did leave the program. I just don't know who. So hopefully your linebackers play well. God bless you out there. Lord knows you need it.
I believe Josh Heupel is going to do a good job. I think the last two head coaches we had here, they were more, we're in the money. But I think that Josh Heupel comes here for one purpose. He wants to win.
Bill, for your sake, I hope that you are correct, and I hope that Tennessee can return. And if anybody could challenge, Alabama down there consistently, that would be great. And the rest of the country would definitely appreciate it. That much is for sure.
Yeah.
So,
Anthony, all right, Bill. Always good to talk to you, buddy.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You be good down there in Tennessee.
Okay, buddy.
All right, take care. Hey, by the way, did you know 41 years ago today, do you believe in miracles? Yes, the United States upsets the Soviet Union in Olympic hockey. So, 41st anniversary of that game.
Looking at the report, Brian Jean Mary, linebackers coach, leaving Michigan, going to Tennessee. Jean Mary came over last year to fill that role. Now he's leaving.
All right, more turnover there. Interesting the amount of staff turnover. Interesting, not a lot of coordinator experience. How the defensive side of the football, something's got to give.
With the hire of the Ravens quarterback coach, Ron Bellamy was brought in to be working with receivers, now moving over to work with the safeties.
Also a very interesting move. You know, from wide receivers to safeties?
I believe so. I believe he was brought in to work with receivers, correct? I'm not sure. Yeah, but with them hiring another offensive assistant, someone had to move, so Bellamy moves over to the defensive side.
Interesting.
Hey, there's one guy that knows how to beat safeties, what they can and cannot do. It's a wide receiver.
Yeah, that is true. Sometimes you got to look at it from a different angle, right?
Say like, hey, this wide receiver is going to do this, so I need you to do that. So,
hey, man, something's got to give. And I see a lot of, you know, Juwan Howard is everything that, you know, Jim Harbaugh, you know, that Michigan fans wanted Jim Harbaugh to be. I kind of feel like that's a little on the nose. It's correct from a success standpoint, but let's not act as if. And Kendrick Perkins was tweeting about, you know, Juwan Howard. He said, quote, brought the smoke back to Ann Arbor.
First off, that's wrong.
Yeah,
Kendrick Perkins also said that Pascal Siakam is better than Giannis.
Shaq didn't even know Siakam's first name, so you have that going for you too. But I think that the idea that Juwan Howard took over this program that was in shambles is just completely missed. I mean, John Beilein did a hell of a job. He was the one that resurrected the program It is a passing of the torch. Right. The program hasn't taken a dip.
Howard took over in a dip of a season the way just the classes worked out. So he didn't walk into a, this is a Final Four ready team for Beeline. This is like, okay, this is a finish a couple games above 500 in the Big Ten, be a 6 or 7 seed.
And see what we have. And kind of go from there and see what you can do in your first recruiting cycle, right? I mean, I just feel like, in both coaches, you know, John Beilein tweeting about Michigan in the job that Howard has done, I thought was great. I think that there's a lot of continuity. I think that people wanted to build this like Juwan versus John sort of like. They're not going to do that. Why? Because they're grown adults who respect each other that know a lot about the game of basketball. So they're not going to do that. They're both playing for the same team.
And I feel like Michigan fans are constantly trying to remind national media, like, we were a great program under Beilein. Like, this isn't
great program.
Right. I used the word great. I didn't say good. Like, you got to championship games. Like, that's not.
It's not easy.
It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't Loyola Chicago going to a Final Four. Like, Beilein built something great. And Howard, he lucked into the job. I say luck because of the way Beilein left.
Right. The timing worked out great. He was ready. He wanted the opportunity. And the people like pay Juwan Howard whatever he wants. Like,
knows if Beilein stayed, if Howard even has an opportunity to come back to Michigan if he's not on a pro bench by the time Beilein actually retires.
Right. And the timing worked out, and the idea that like money plays a role in this. The guy played in the league for 20 years. He's got plenty. It's not about money for Juwan Howard. Let's talk more about Michigan. Let's talk more about college basketball with Spike Albrecht, the former Michigan Wolverine, joins us next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Anthony Bellito here on behalf of TwinSpires Online Sportsbook, Racing, and Casino. TwinSpires is now live in Michigan, and they're offering new players their best offer yet with up to $1,000 in risk-free bets. TwinSpires is backed by the same team as the Kentucky Derby and Churchill Downs Racetrack and brings over 140 years of tradition, excitement, and wagering experience. Whether you're an avid gambler or a first-timer, they've got your bets. And now with Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre on board as the Sportsbook Ambassador, TwinSpires is coming out of the starting gates with their best offer yet. For new players in Michigan, TwinSpires will give you 7 days of risk-free betting up to $1,000. You heard that right, up to $1,000 in one whole week to try your luck. Bet on the game this weekend, or if you're bored at work, give European soccer a shot, risk-free from your phone. Just download the TwinSpires Casino and Sportsbook app today and enter the promo code FREE1000 to participate. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit www.twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and physically present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
Bill Simonson here for my good friend John Kornack. Now, he heads up the Eisenhower Center, America's leader when it comes to traumatic brain injury rehabilitation. Now, they've partnered with Selfridge Air Force Base on the east side of the state in Harrison Township, just north of the Detroit metro area. And they do have a Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, and they're looking to expand it. So they're going to need philanthropists listening right now across the state who can step up and help our veterans get back to living the lives they deserve to lead. So what you can do, if you have the means to step up and help the Veterans Rehabilitation Center at Selfridge Air Force Base, which is part of the Eisenhower Center program, just go to eisenhowercenter.com. And then you'll find a way to get a message to John Kornack, who heads up the Eisenhower Center in Ann Arbor.